You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. Bernie Sanders' presidential run has inspired countless profiles, send-ups, and songs about the Vermont Independent Senator. Maybe you saw the Democratic candidate lampooned on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. Well, there have also been Bernie tote bags, even Bernie Sanders bar soap, and now there's a Bernie Sanders comic book biography. It's part of a series of comics about presidential candidates from both parties that are being released by Stormfront Entertainment this election season. Here to tell us more about this project is Darren Davis. He's the creator and publisher of this series. Hey, Darren, welcome to VPR.
Hey, thanks for having me on today.
So how did you get the idea to make comic book biographies of political candidates?
You know, it actually started off in 2008. We were doing fiction books, and then all of a sudden we kind of thought to ourselves, you know what, let's try a nonfiction book. So we started off doing Hillary Clinton and Sarah Palin, and we did it with a female empowerment angle, and it was called Female Force. And from there, we, you know, people really embraced it, loved what we did, and so we started doing like all different type of women, and as I said, with a female empowerment angle, from, you know, anybody from Oprah to, Kylie Minogue or Madonna, you know, who've made differences. And then just from there, you know, it was natural to us to go to, you know, different genres. And so the political thing just really came off of that. And everybody thought we would do like Barack Obama first, but we started off with Colin Powell. And, you know, we've been doing about 50 of them. So it's been kind of cool.
So I have some idea about how you might go about putting together a traditional biography or news story. You do your research, you do your interviews, and you write the thing. Tell me more about the process and the challenges of putting together a political biography in comic book form.
You know, one of the biggest things that I always make sure that I do in any of the political biographies is, with the female force, there is a little bit of a slant to a female empowerment angle. But with the political power, we really try to keep unbiased. And at the end of the day, I don't want anybody to know who I vote for, the artist or the writer. So I always make sure that the people that I work with are really unbiased, and it's very heavily edited, so it doesn't look that way either. And so, for the most part, you know, we pick, you know, 50% Republican, 50%, you know, Democrat. We do independents, we do pundits, so it's like pretty much all over the place of the subjects that we have.
How do you ride the line between keeping this journalistic feel, as you've put it, but still creating these dramatic comic book moments that create these images that pop off the page? I mean, there's a few of these that clearly couldn't have taken place in the pages that I saw. How do you ride that line?
You know, luckily, my best friend taught me at an early age. She was a journalism degree, and, you know, she worked at the LA Times, and she's always taught me that responsibility of having a journalistic, you know, approach to everything rather than, you know, I don't want to do anything that's really sensationalism. You know, we have stories to tell that, you know, I have found out recently that these books are actually taught in schools and libraries. So, you know, we do have to make sure that, you know, we're responsible in the storytelling with them. And it is, you know, because they are 22 pages, we are really limited of what we can say and what we can't say. You know, and it is, as you said, it's that fine line because, you know, these things could be hundreds and hundreds of pages, but we do have to pick almost in a sense like the highlights and that type of stuff. And it's almost like a cliff notes of their life.
What do you hope audience members walk away with? Are you looking for someone to support Bernie Sanders when this is all said and done, or just to know?
No, not at all. It's a different way for people to understand politics. First of all, as I said, we're taught in schools and libraries, so that's actually a cool thing. It's edutainment, as Walt Disney once phrased that term, and it's educational, but it's also entertainment. And yeah, at the end of the day, they are just informational pieces about the candidates. As a kid, I was a reluctant reader, and, you know, comic books really helped my reading skills and all that type of stuff, so we're hoping for that. But also, you know, the fun political memorabilia, it's kind of neat to be actually part of that as well.
We've been talking with Darren Davis of Stormfront Entertainment. He's the creator and publisher of a series of comic book biographies of presidential candidates, including now Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Darren, thanks for making the time.
Thanks for having me.